Philadelphia's finance chief says the city may be in for some service cuts as it struggles to pay for new municipal labor contracts. WHYY's Dave Davies explains.
An arbitration panel recently gave city police officers a new 3-year contract with raises averaging 3.5% a year. The state board overseeing the city's finances met to approve a change to the city's 5-year plan to pay for that deal. It means wiping out a $200 million labor reserve fund the city had set aside. Oversight board member Alan Kessler says that leaves the city vulnerable to an unexpected downturn or disaster, what he calls the curveballs of local governance.
We always say when you're a mayor, when you're in the city, you can deal with the fastballs. It's the curveballs that you got to be ready for. And with no reserve fund, we have no ability to react to the curveballs.
And there's more. Labor deals are still to come for 2 more city unions. If they get contracts comparable to the police deal, the cost will wipe out the financial cushion built into the city's plan for 4 of the next 5 years. City Finance Director Rob Dubo says he'll be talking to city managers about finding savings, and that could mean service cuts.
I don't think we'll get through the process without some pain. I think there'll be things that we have to do that people will, you know, be unhappy about, but I think that's just kind of the nature of making sure that we're fiscally stable.
Dubo declined to elaborate on what might be ahead. Fred Wright, president of the city's white-collar union, one of 2 whose deals are yet to come, says if there's a financial problem, it's because past mayors failed to manage city finances, especially the pension fund.
Listen, we should not take less because, again, we didn't create the fund, nor should we be threatened with layoff, nor should the public be threatened with service cuts.
Wright's union is negotiating with the city now. The other contract on the way with city firefighters will be decided by an arbitration panel. Dave Davies, WHYY News.